This may say more about me than about the band, but the first time I listened to Falling Like the Sun by The String Theory, I was reminded of the time Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins joined forces with Nick Raskulinitz to perform Overture from Rush's 2112 at the 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. This was a nod of acknowledgement and honor for the former, and a passing of the torch moment for the latter. Falling Like the Sun, the debut album from Independence, Kentucky's The String Theory, busts out of the chute with blistering guitar and driving rhythms, with a sound much bigger than a three-piece is supposed to produce. Pussy with a drunk champ, climbing up the stage ramp. The album was recorded at Moonlight Studios in Fairfield by engineer and producer Eric Tuffensom. Tuffensom has done a spectacular job of capturing the power and energy of the music by accentuating the sense of balance The String Theory generates between crisp, clean quietude and face-melting power chord rock. The album opens with the title track, which grabs you around the collar, flings you around a bit, and leaves you breathless. But it closes with the much more gentle The Drunken Dutchman, which is eerie, somber, and completely engaging. Drinking whiskey from a bottle, camp by side, close like a lover at night. Andrew Sterner and Tristan Arnold have a nearly symbiotic rhythmic connection, much like the one that has sustained Rush's Neil Peart and Geddy Lee through the decades. Together, they display an abundance of playing ability, contrasted by a level of maturity that is beyond their age. They just simply seem to know when to keep it together and when to let it all loose. David Cahill, in the vein of Dave Grohl, can shred with the best of them, but he's able to even that out with gentle phrases and a clean tone that is crisp and sensual. As a vocalist, Cahill proves that he's not simply a frontman. He's a singer. In songs like A Delay, Cahill can go from sweet to supersonic in a single breath and not sound strained in the least. the level of musicianship, virtuosity, and songwriting that you'll find on Falling Like the Sun is far beyond what you might expect from a first release. If the String Theory can sustain this level of work through the years, we may someday see the torch being passed through Northern Kentucky. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.